Stand will please come to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Mons-Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum is present.
Before you do this, we'll do the messages.
Quorum is present. Messages from the governor, please.
First message from the governor. Mr. President, can we approve and sign the following bills? Senate bills 124, 147, 270, 284, 299, 306, 309, 310, 314, 344, 391, 444. 498, 538, 560, 566, 579, 603, 618, 637, 640, 734, 763, 773, 780, 794, 871, 874, 944, 952, and 867. Second message from the governor. Dear President Courtney, I am returning enrolled Senate Bill 580 unsigned and disapproved. Senate Bill 580 directs the Oregon Department of Transportation to make every effort to implement tolling on the I-5 and I-205 bridges across the Columbia River and mandates the development of a toll rate by January 2011 that would allow for congestion indexing. Though I agree with some of the sentiments of legislation, I believe it is premature to mandate these decisions legislatively. I am pleased by our progress on the Columbia River crossing, working in partnership with the state of Washington on its bi-state project. Senate Bill 580 imposes an artificial deadline that is not helpful and would ultimately be detrimental to the progress we've made. Governor Gregoire and I jointly named the Project Sponsors Council and empowered them to advise the Department of Transportation on project development. PSC will make recommendations after considering technical information, receiving input from advisory groups, and reviewing public comments. The PSC will make recommendations on the completion of environmental work, project design and timeline, financing, and sustainability efforts, including construction techniques and compliance with greenhouse gas emission reduction goals. I believe that tolling should and will be a part of this project. In fact, I don't believe that the project can happen without some tolling. However, mandating the date the toll rates must be set usurps the work of the PSC. The broad portfolio of issues that must be integrated into the final recommendations of the Oregon-Washington Department of Transportation should not be subject to a date imposed by Oregon on the Oregon side of the river. We should not jeopardize the cooperative spirit of Washington State. I appreciate that the proponents of this legislation went to help the move project forward. Unfortunately, I don't believe this legislation accomplishes that goal. Sincerely, Theodore R. Kulongowski, Governor.
We just heard from the message of the governor. And now the Senate recessed under the order of third reading of House measures and will resume under that order. It is so ordered. The third reading of House measures, the clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 5014, with administration of State Department and Fish and Wildlife, preparing a medical emergency.
Where are we in the... Okay, Senator Walker, who is not here. All right, we'll put, and I've got the wrong thing. I don't have the right thing. So where?
Yes. Listen.
All right, Senator Walker's here. We're on Senate Bill 5014.
Madam Chair, I was delayed out in the hallway. House Bill 5014 is the budget bill for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The department is charged with managing, protecting, and enhancing the state's fish and wildlife and their habitats to provide the optimum economic, commercial, recreational, and aesthetic benefits so you can catch those little fishies. The budget for the department totals $268.8 million. The budget includes $14.3 million in general fund, $6.4 million in lottery funds, $155.1 million in other funds, and $93 million in federal funds. Major 66 lottery funds are down 43%. From essential budget level due to shifting funding that supports positions working on recovery for fish listed under the Federal Endangered Species Act and other Oregon plan activities to federal monies from the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund received from the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. This action was taken to balance Major 66 lottery funds to lower forecasted amounts. General fund is down 15% due to reductions and shifts from state support to funding from hunting and fishing licenses and fees. Reductions include keeping a hatchery closed next biennium that is currently shut down due to disease issues, reducing fish monitoring, lowering predator control payments, and eliminating two manager positions in agency management. Revenue from increasing hunting and fishing licenses and tags was used to provide recreational fishing and hunting enhancements for fish production, purchase of trout, commercial fishing, big game surveys, and landowner incentive programs. The budget also increases payments made to Oregon State Police to better represent the full cost, including administrative support of fish and game enforcement officers paid for by ODFW. The budget also includes one-year funding for a Marine Reserves program, with direction the agency seek non-state funding for the second year of the biennium. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5014 as amended.
Seeing no further discussion, those who are of the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Morissette. Voting no. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Cruz. Starr. Whitsett. 22 ayes.
House Bill 5014, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5022, Defense Administration Department of Justice, Department of Declared Emergency.
Recognize Senator Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 5022 is the budget bill for the Department of Justice. The department is responsible for general legal counsel and supervision of all legal actions in which the state is a party or has an interest. DOJ is also responsible for a number of other programs, including child support enforcement, crime victims compensation, consumer protection, and regulation of charitable organizations. The department is also a major component of the law enforcement community, providing intelligence and investigative support for drug, terrorism, and organized crime-related crimes. That's interesting. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved a budget of $421.6 million total funds and a $59 million general fund. The budget for this agency includes a number of reductions affecting the general fund, including just over $1 million in the crime victims programs, $1 million in the criminal justice division, which assists district attorneys and other public safety agencies in criminal intelligence gathering, and $800,000 in the child support enforcement program. Funding for the defense of the Master Settlement Agreement was added to the budget, $500,000 from the general fund and $500,000 from existing resources in the agency. In addition, the budget adds three positions funded from the Consumer Protection and Education Fund for one of the new Attorney General's priorities, prosecution of major environmental crimes. The budget for the defense of criminal convictions continues to grow due to an increased number of offenders and court timelines. This program was reduced by $3.8 million from the essential budget level, but recognized further resources for this program may need to be added as the budgets for the Public Defense Services Commission and the courts are finalized. There was discussion over the growth in this budget over the past two biennia, specifically in the area of legal services provided to other state agencies. As a result, a $2 million reduction in the budget for the General Counsel is recommended to provide an incentive to the agency to improve its productivity in its service delivery. In addition, the legal budgets of all state agencies are recommended to be reduced as an incentive to work with DOJ in better coordinating the requests for legal services. This reduction could be taken when adjustments to all state agencies are made to reflect the new Attorney General rate of $137 per hour, a 13% decrease from the $158 assumed in the essential budget level. After much work, the Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5022 as amended.
Recognize Senator Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to declare a potential conflict of interest.
State your point.
My spouse is employed at the Department of Justice.
Seeing no further discussion, the question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5022. Those with the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson.
Aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Morse. Excused. Ferrioli. Morissette. Morse. Telfer. Voting no. Atkinson. Boquist. George. Gerard. Cruz. Starr. Whitsett. 19 ayes.
House Bill 5022, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5032, Administration of OHSU, Permanent Court Emergency.
Recognize Senator Gerard.
Thank you, Madam President. I need to declare a potential conflict.
State your point.
I'm an alumni of OHSU, and I also get continuing credit hours there.
Proceed.
Colleagues, House Bill 5032 is the budget bill for the Oregon Health and Science University, or OHSU. The 2009-2011 budget of $111.3 million total funds includes $79.4 million of general funds and $31.9 million of other funds. The other funds expenditure limitation is supported by Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement revenue and used to pay debt service and financing costs for $200 million of bonds that were sold to finance the Oregon Opportunity Program. This program helped expand OHSU's research in genetics and biotechnology. The general fund for OHSU is used to support the schools of medicine, dentistry, nursing, and the Office of Rural Health and Area Health Education Centers, the Child Development and Rehabilitation Center, and the Oregon Poison Center. The proposed general fund budget is 10% below the essential budget level. The committee heard testimony from OHU about the impact of these reductions. The $8.8 million reduction in general fund will be difficult, especially in light of the $50 to $60 million of other cuts that must be made over the next 2 years. Tuition will be increased, support for rural health will be reduced, and further staff layoffs are possible. Nonetheless, OHSU will be able to manage its overall financial situation with greater certainty as it attempts to preserve the scope and integrity of its public programs. OHSU is directed to work with the Legislative Fiscal Office and the Department of Administrative Service Budget Management Division on its National Institute of Health funding. Key performance measures, as well as set in 2010 and 2011 targets for three other measures. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends House Bill 5032 be approved.
Recognize Senator Johnson.
Madam President, out of an abundance of caution, I would like to declare a potential conflict of interest. I serve on the Dornbecker Board and the Oregon Health and Sciences University Foundation Board.
Thank you very much. All right, seeing no further discussion, House Bill 5032, having question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5032. Those with the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will read the clerk will call the roll.
Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfeather. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. President Courtney. Excused. Ferrioli. Morissette. Morse. Telfer. Voting no. George. Cruz. 24 ayes.
House Bill 5032, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5040, the National Administration of the Public Defense Services Commission, Public Medical Emergency.
Recognize Senator Verger.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 5040 is the budget bill for the Public Defense Services Commission. The commission is responsible for providing representation for eligible persons at trial and in the appellate courts. The commission has a budget of $212,709,434.69 FTE. The general fund portion of the budget totals $212,197,385, and the other funds portion totals $512,049. The other fund's revenue is from a $20 application fee and contribution amount that is paid by persons seeking public defense services in the trial courts. The Commission's budget is a decrease of $23.6 million general fund, or 10% from the essential budget level. There is also a $164,796 other funds, or 24% decrease based on the elimination of two vacant positions. Overall, nine vacant positions, eight FTE, were eliminated from the budget. While the general fund reductions fall across all three of the commission's divisions, the single largest impact of $22.3 million falls to Public Defense Services account, which provides indigent defense services primarily on a contractual basis. Under current caseload assumptions, this reduction will mean that legal representation will not be provided during the last 6 weeks of the 09-11 biennium. Additionally, the measure disappropriates $51,400 in administrative savings from the current biennium's budget. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved all but one of the Commission's proposed performance measures, with the recommendation that the Commission evaluate the need for additional key performance measure changes during the 09-11 interim. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5040.
Seeing no further discussion, the question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5040. Those of the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Morse. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Mons Anderson, Monroe. Morissette. President Courtney. Excused. Morissette. Voting no. Atkinson. George. Cruz. Starr. Telfer. 24 ayes.
House Bill 5040, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5049, Defense Administration, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, declared emergency.
Recognize Senator Nelson.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. House Bill 5049 is a budget bill for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. The OWEB was established by the legislature's agency designated to administer lottery funds described by ballot measure 66 from 1988. It also, this bill also allocates lottery funds to other agencies to pay for activities eligible to be funded with those ballot measure 66 funds. The recommended budget supports OWEB operational expense with a total of $5.6 million. In operations and lottery funds, OWEB support funding for the Lower Columbia River Estuary Partnership was reduced 25%, while funding for the independent multiple disciplinary science team was reduced 33%. $4 million in major lottery major 66 lottery funds is provided for non-capital grants, and $1.25 million in major 66 funds is provided for support of watershed councils and soil and water conservation districts. Total support for the council's districts is $5 million, which includes federal funds. The budget includes $2 million other funds limitations and $23.2 million federal funds. The federal monies are derived from the Federal Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund and include $3 million in carryover from 2007 biennium. The budget also provides $10 million in the Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Fund's federal funds for natural non-capital grants. Measure 66 funding is included in grant projects included in House Bill 5050 in order to provide the agency with a six-year expenditure limitation for these projects. Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5049 as amended.
Seeing no further discussion, the question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5049. Those of the opinion that the bill should be passed will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montezinerson, Monroe, Morse, President Courtney. Not answering, Burdick. Not answering, Devlin. Telfer. Not answering, Telfer. Excused, Burdick, Morissette, voting no, Atkinson, George, Cruz, Telfer, 24 ayes.
House Bill 5049, having received a constitution majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5050, Defense Administration, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, declaring emergency.
Recognize Senator Nelson.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. This is a companion bill to 5049. This is House Bill 5050, which provides the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board with a six-year limitation for capital expenditure projects funded by Major 66 lottery funds. The legislature addresses this by treating the capital expenditure project portion of the OWEB budget like capital construction projects, which have a six-year limitation. The 5050 provides OWEB with $46 million in lottery funds for new major 66 funds allocated in this coming biennium, 2009. The budget note was addressed expressing expectations the board will prioritize capital grants for watershed projects and enhance employment, and that applications for acquisition of land or conservation easement should be reserved for instances of unique opportunity. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5555 as amended.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5050. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Brzozinski. Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader. Starr. Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morse. Nelson. President Courtney. Excused. Burdick, Morissette, voting no. Atkinson, George, Cruz. 25 ayes.
House Bill 5050A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2186, from Greenhouse Gas Commission, declare emergency.
Without objection, House Bill 2186 will move to the foot of today's calendar. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2325, personal injury protection benefits.
Recognize Senator Bonamici.
Can I? We stand at ease for a moment, Madam President.
Yes, Senate will stand at ease. Without objection, House Bill 2325 will be moved to the foot of today's calendar. Without objection, so ordered. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2571, of the Veterans Education Benefits, declare emergency.
Recognize Senator Gerard.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 2571 requires all state institutions of higher education and community colleges to charge in-state tuition and fees for honorably discharged veterans. The bill directs a veteran who receives tuition benefits in excess of the tuition and fees at the state institution of higher education or a community college to pay tuition and fees equal to the federal tuition benefits received. The bill specifies that the reduced tuition applies to enrolled students who are not residents, undergraduates, and attending classes on public university or a community college campus in this state. The bill adds 50% of the difference between the resident rate and the non-resident rate to the in-state tuition amount that certain veterans are eligible for. Finally, the bill exempts distance education and self-support courses from tuition reduction provisions. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 2571.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Seeing none, the question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2571. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader. Starr. Starr. Telfer. Telfer. Berger. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. President Courtney. Excused. Burdick. Morissette. 28 ayes.
House Bill 2571, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senate will stand at ease. Without objection, House Bill 2827 will be moved to the foot of today's calendar. So ordered. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2804, Limited Property Taxation, Scott Hughes, date.
Recognize Senator Morse. Senator Morse? Senator Morse, House Bill 2904.
My apologies, Madam President. Colleagues, House Bill 2904 comes to you today with unanimous vote from the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee. This bill adds a new classification of farming land use that will protect the tax exemption for farmland damaged by fungus, pests, or diseases and is under repair but not in actual production. It requires that a remediation plan be certified by specialists of Oregon State University Extension Service and also requires that the land be returned to farm use after completion of the remediation plan and that any machinery or equipment purchased under the assessment be used primarily for remediation efforts. The bill places restrictions on qualifying for farm use special assessment and lists conditions for disqualification. Additionally, the bill adds tax exemptions for farming structures called hoop houses. Madam President, that was a new term to me. Key elements that define hoop houses are that they must be a temporary structure, do not have a permanent heat source, that are allowed, but are allowed to have irrigation or air movement devices to assist in the growing of plant material. House Bill 2904 also applies to land not in an exclusive farm use zone as long as the land is currently being used and has been used for at least two previous years exclusive to farm use as defined in statute. This land must also meet income requirements stipulated in statute unless the land is currently under remediation. The bill allows for retroactive application to tax years beginning on or after July 1, 2007 and is supported by the Oregon Farm Bureau. Department of Revenue has been in agreement with these Multnomah County, Oregon Association Nurseries, and Oregon Wine Growers Association. Colleagues, House Bill 2904 seeks to resolve a significant flaw in Oregon's farming tax code. This bill will give counties the tools they need but do not currently have to grant farm use special assessments for remediation work. Thank you, Madam President and colleagues. I urge an aye vote.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2904. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker. Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick. Carter.
Aye.
Devlin. Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Martin Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, President Courtney. Excused. Burdick, Morissette. Voting no. 28 ayes.
House Bill 2904, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2004, for the sales of foreclosed property in court emergency.
Recognize Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Madam President. When a homeowner does not qualify for a single loan to cover the purchase price of a home, there's an alternative way to structure financing called the 80-20 loan, where the purchase price is secured by two trust deeds. And we don't see too many of these days. There have been several in Oregon in the past years. Recent court cases have permitted junior creditors to sue home buyers for remaining deficiencies after the property has been sold at foreclosure. House Bill 3004C is intended to preclude suits against homeowners for the deficiency that's remaining on the additional note that's secured by the property after the property has been foreclosed. This bill provides that after foreclosure and sale by the trustee of residential property, further action against the mortgagor, grantor, or other specified obligor on any additional trust deed for the property is prohibited. I want to emphasize that this applies only when the first and second trust deed are by the same lender. House Bill 3004 provides exceptions, including circumstances when one of the trustees is sold to a third party. It also clarifies circumstances in which judgments for collection expire when the property is sold at foreclosure. Finally, the bill includes some amendments to conform with Senate Bill 952, which we passed in both chambers. Colleagues, this is a bill that's going to help many, many Oregonians whose homes have been foreclosed. They're already down and out, and this gives them a break from having to pay additional money after they've already lost their homes. Please join me in voting aye on House Bill 3004C. Thank you, Madam President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3004. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum,
aye.
Schrader, President Courtney. Excused. Burdick, Morissette, 20 ayes.
House Bill 3004, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3106 for the Nearshore Research Public Emergency.
Recognize Senator Johnson. Senator Johnson? House Bill 3106. Recognize Senator Betsy Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill creates a 14-member task force on nearshore research. It directs the task force to make recommendations to ensure protection and utilization of Oregon's nearshore resources. It directs the task force to recommend long-term funding and coordination strategy for implementing nearshore priorities of the state. It requires strategy recommended by the task force to meet certain very specific criteria, and directs the task force to submit recommendations for legislation to the governor and the emergency board no later than August 1, 2010. It directs the College of Agricultural Sciences at Oregon State University to provide staff. It creates a nearshore resource fund and allows OSU to accept grants, donations, and contributions of gifts for deposit into this fund. I urge your aye vote.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3106. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, President Courtney, not answering, Burdick.
Senator Burdick, how do you vote? Votes aye.
Excused. Morissette, voting no. Ferrioli, 20 ayes.
House Bill 3106, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3495, Law Enforcement Contacts Policy and Data Review Committee.
Recognize Senator Margaret Carter. House Bill 3495.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 3495 comes to you from our Senate Rules Committee with a unanimous due pass recommendation. 2001, the Legislative Assembly established a Law Enforcement Contacts Policy and Data Review Committee, LECC, to receive and analyze demographic data and to ensure that law enforcement agencies would perform their missions without inequitable or unlawful discrimination based on race, color, or national origin. LECC is responsible for evaluation of policies, training, and procedures of law enforcement agencies with respect to treatment of individuals during motor stops, informing state and local law enforcement agencies and communities about law enforcement activities, providing opportunities for communities and state and local enforcement to work together to increase public trust and confidence. The LECC is an 11-member board comprised of law enforcement professionals. Portland State University provides administrative support for the LECC and is funded through a federal grant. Current statute prohibits citizen appointees from being reimbursed for travel or other expenses related to their voluntary service. This is a hardship for members who at times have to commit to overnight travel and personally absorb mileage costs. House Bill 3495 removes the statutory prohibition for reimbursement of expenses and allows members to be reimbursed from federal grant funds awarded to Portland State University and has no effect on the state general fund. I urge your aye vote.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3495. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montanderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. President Courtney. Excused. Morissette. Brzezinski. 20 ayes.
House Bill 3495, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator Ferrioli, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam President, having voted on the prevailing side, I serve notice of possible reconsideration of the vote whereby the Senate failed to override the governor's veto on Senate Bill 5520.
Senator Ferrioli has served notice of possible reconsideration. Clerk will read the next bill. Senate will stand at ease for just a moment. Senate will come back to order, and the Senate will stand in recess until 5:30 p.m. Members, until 5:30 p.m., the Senate is in recess, unless there are any announcements. Announcements? Senator Ferrioli?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, Republicans will have a caucus at 4:30 p.m. in the Republican caucus room. Please be there timely. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam President, colleagues. Senate Democrats will caucus at 5 o'clock. This is an important caucus for you to attend. Please be in the caucus room at 5 o'clock.
Further announcements? Senator Courtney.
The Capitol Construction Subcommittee of Ways and Means will convene at 4:30 this afternoon, hearing room F.
Further announcement, Senator Burdick.
Conference Committee on House Bill 2472 will convene at 3:30.
Further announcements? Seeing none, the Senate is in recess until 5:30 p.m.